The 46th annual Rutabaga Jazz Festival kicks off tomorrow at Knox College, runs through Saturday night at the Orpheum Theater. So joining us this morning, Andy Crawford, Managing Director of the Musical Performance Program at Knox College, a longtime organizer of the festival. So Andy, good morning. Welcome back. Good to see you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And so, well, 46 years, that's a pretty remarkable run. So kick things off. What makes this year's festival, what makes it stand out from previous years?
You know, every year I try to do something a little different. It's the same format that we've done for the last number of years, but this year is the first time we've had a big band as our headlining act. And, you know, it's a pretty monumental feat because, you know, big bands don't really exist that much outside of academia because there's just so many people. I mean, they're 18 to 20 people typically. And so to bring that many people together, both, you know, logistically and economically is pretty tough.
So how do you define a big band?
So a big band is the traditional structure of the big band era from the 30s and 40s. Mm-hmm. So typically five saxophones, four trombones, four trumpets, a full rhythm section, sometimes a vocalist. And so that's what the big band is. So Count Basie, Duke Ellington, right. Fletcher Henderson, all those bands were big bands. And back in the day, there was a ton of them traveling around. And those were the original dance bands. But today, there really are not any working big bands because it just takes so much to put them together. But I've been, you know, we're really fortunate to have Justin Haynes as our director, and he's a phenomenal big band composer. He has two albums under his name of all original music, and so I decided that it'd be a lot of fun to feature him and his music and put together a really stellar band to play it.
What's the difference? What's the sound like of a big band compared to the ones that you usually have in?
Well, I mean, first off, just the amount of sound that you're getting. You know, typically we have a rhythm section and a horn player, two horn players. But when you put together this many horns, just the texture is so much thicker, and it's just, you know, and also just really entertaining to watch because there's so many things happening, and you can feature, you know, different instruments on every song. And so it's just, you know, there's a lot of a variety. So
do big bands play sad songs?
They can play all sorts of songs.
I can't picture like a sad song from a big, it's always something like a celebration kind of, it feels
yeah,
like.
Yeah, but know? I mean, if they were to play a ballad or a dirge or something, yeah, you know, they can do that.
I guess.
I think, you know, Justin's music is pretty upbeat. And, and so I think people will enjoy it.
Well, the Bega Big Band. So Justin Haynes, he's got deep roots in the community. Can you tell us why was he the right person?
Well, so Justin has been directing the Knox Jazz Ensemble for the last 4 years, I believe. He grew up in Watauga, I think, went to Rova, came to Knox as a student. I believe he graduated in 2004, and then went and taught at Rova for a number of years. He taught at Lewistown, went and got his master's at Western, and then we brought him back to be the director when Nikki Malley retired or changed careers. And so, you know, having him in house and being able to feature him just seemed like the right idea. A few years ago, I recorded on his second big band album, and it was great music, and you can find it out there streaming. It's called Justin Haynes in a Funk, if you want to look for it.
Andy Crawford with us, organizer of the 46th annual Rutabaga Jazz Festival this week, various locations around Galesburg. So you have some special guests, Victor Garcia, Greg Ward, Doug Stone. Tell us about what they bring to the event.
Sure. So I think a lot of your listeners are probably familiar with Victor Garcia. He was our headliner 2 years ago. He actually was the main artist for the entire festival, was doing the school tour and brought in multiple bands. He's a phenomenal Grammy-nominated trumpet player based out of Chicago. And so it's going to be a lot of fun to have him back. And leading the trumpet section in the big band. And then Greg Ward, he's one of the top alto saxophone players in the world. He plays all over the place with so many different bands, originally from Peoria, but has been in Chicago and New York for years and years. And he's been here with many projects of his own and as a sideman for other projects. And so I think a lot of people will be familiar with him. And then Doug Stone, it's the first year that we're having him for Rutabaga. He's originally from Peoria too, but he's been out in Chicago and New York and now is based in New Orleans. He's teaching at Louisiana State University. And so he's really deep into the New Orleans music scene. And so it's going to be fun. He's doing the school tour, and a lot of the music we're going to be playing is New Orleans-based tunes for the kids. So that's something we haven't done before. So right. That'll be a lot of fun.
Well, not to be confused with early 90s country star Doug Stone.
Yeah, you know, that is the thing, is if you go look for him streaming, the majority of listings are a different Doug Stone. So if he's holding a guitar, it's the wrong Doug Stone.
Well, you're also going to be featuring Alyssa Allgood this year, a Downbeat Magazine rising star and two-time Chicago Reader Best Individual Jazz Musician. How'd she come to be?
She's really making waves on the scene. She's a really great singer. Kind of coming from the traditional, Ella Fitzgerald type bag, but has her own twist on things. A really great scat singer. Really nice energy on stage. She came here last year for our fall jazz series and was really great with the students. And so it was a great opportunity to bring her back. And her band that she's bringing, it's a sextet that has Victor Garcia and Greg Ward in it. They're going to kind of be part of the big band on the Saturday night. So they'll be doing double duty playing with her on Friday night, and then they'll all be joining the big band on Saturday.
Yeah, I was going to ask how does she fit into the event?
Yeah, so her main thing is they're going to be playing on Friday night at Smokin' Willie's, doing two sets with her sextet, and then that whole sextet will form, you know, part of the Bega big band on Saturday night at the Orpheum. And Justin's actually arranged two of Alyssa's original compositions for big band, so that'll be a lot of fun.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, Andy Crawford is our guest, organizer of the Rutabaga Jazz Festival at Knox College. So the school tour, that's in its 11th year. What does that program look like, and who does it reach?
So we visit six schools over 2 days. We go to Costa and Silas Willard and Steele and King, and then over to Lombard and to Galesburg High School. And we do all school assemblies. And, you know, I think for a lot of the students, this is the only live music they hear all year. Mm-hmm. And now that we've been in the 11th year, and I'm seeing high school students or even beyond that have been there in grade school, you know, their impact is like they remember us always coming and playing and them enjoying it. And my wife's a teacher over at the high school, and she'll ask students, like, what's your favorite type of music? And they'll say, like, oh, Taylor Swift and jazz. Or, you know, and she's like, that's just crazy. Well, yeah. It's because they've been exposed to it and like, yeah, I like that. So, I just think, you know, now that we've been doing it for year after year, you know, we're going to start reaping the benefits of having students that are exposed to it.
I mean, that's a pretty important component of the Jazz Festival, right?
Oh, definitely. Our educational outreach is really like the most important thing, because without having people interested in the music, there will be no festival in the future. So
yeah, and it is interesting, those, I mean, you know, I kind of think of my own kids, you know, we haven't gone to an actual concert. I haven't taken to an actual concert. So outside of like a football game here in the marching band or something like that, Alyssa's right there in front of them, brought to their own gym, you know, live music. So pretty
you were saying that your kids have brought home information about the Jazz Festival, right?
Yeah. Well, I was telling Jay, I feel like you've upped a promo for it a bit, because I've gotten three bookmarks.
Well, that's good.
3 days in a row, so we will not forget.
All right. Well, I'm glad to hear the bookmarks are coming out. I've been doing that, you know, for the last number of years, but I'm glad the teachers are getting it out there, because, you know, this is just, not every community has an event like this, and, you know, I really want people to take advantage of it, because
we're pretty lucky to be able to do this.
Well, yeah. And I think you touched on the high school all-star big band.
Yeah.
Bringing that back. Can you talk about that?
Sure. We're doing this every other year. These are students who are nominated by their band directors, and they come in and have a few rehearsals over these last few weeks with Justin. And then they open the show at the Orpheum Theater. So I believe there's students from 8 different schools in the area, as far away as Washington, and Canton and Lewistown, and then also locally. And so, yeah, they're going to kick off the night, on Saturday at the Orpheum, and our guest artists are going to play with them, which is going to be really cool for the students to, you know, have Victor Garcia up there, yeah, you know, playing with them, and Greg Ward and Alyssa singing. So, yeah, it'll be a lot of fun.
Still with Andy Crawford from Knox College and the Rutabaga Jazz Festival. Let's walk through people what the schedule looks like. Starts tomorrow.
Sure. So tomorrow we're at United High School in Monmouth. At 7 o'clock, the school tour band, which is led by Doug Stone, will do a short little concert. And then their jazz band, who Doug and I will be playing with as well, will play, and then their concert band. So that's over at United High School. And then Wednesday through Friday, we'll be at Smoke and Willie's Barbecue, where we've been hosting jazz night. So Wednesday night, we're welcoming 4 big bands. We've got the Galesburg Junior High School Big Band, the Canton High School Big Band, the Rova High School Big Band, and then the Jammers, who is the longtime community band that's been playing for forever here. They'll be playing, and then following them will be the Cherry Street Combo, who normally hosts Jazz Night. They'll be playing with Doug Stone. So we're over there from 6 until 10 o'clock.
Is that Wednesday and Thursday?
So that's Wednesday night.
Okay.
And then Thursday night is our Faculty and Friends Band, which we've been doing for years and years. So it's jazz musicians from the area and our jazz faculty at Knox. So I think we have 15 musicians in total that are going to be coming. So Semenya McCord will be there. Joel Linscheid, who's the director at Augustana, will be there. Corey Kendrick, who's the director at Blackhawk, will be there. I'm blanking on who else. A lot of people. Manuel Lopez will be playing. So Nikki Malley will be playing. It's going to be fun, especially for people who've followed us for years, because there'll be all these familiar faces.
Well, it's kind of like it's got the vibe of like an all-star game with scouts coming to watch. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want to miss it.
Yeah,
you know? It's going to be a good matchup.
It's not only a local thing too, right? I mean, as you've mentioned, this is kind of a regional event.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, you know, a lot of people come from the Quad Cities and Peoria and beyond for this.
Are there admission for these?
So Wednesday night is $3 admission cost. Thursday night is a $5 admission cost. And Friday night is a $10 admission cost. So on Friday night, the Galesburg Silver and Gold bands will start off the night. And then Alyssa Allgood's Sextet will be playing 2 sets, 7 o'clock and 9 o'clock. And in between her 2 sets, the Cherry Street Combo will play 1 set with Doug Stone.
Those are pretty affordable admission prices.
Yeah. So, and then Saturday night at the Orpheum, we start at 6:30 with the All-Star Band, and then the Knox Jazz Ensemble, and the Bega Big Band. And that event is completely free, thanks to NAIR.
Yeah, nice. And so 6 o'clock Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? Starting at 6 o'clock-ish?
Yeah. 6 o'clock on Wednesday and Friday, 7 o'clock Thursday. Okay. They're all different. Go to the website.
Yeah.
Knox.edu/jazzyear, or on social media, you can find it. And I think on your website,
yeah,
you
we'll
probably
have
everything on there.
Are you going to have merch for sale?
We do have merch for sale, and we have a brand new logo. Anyone watching on YouTube can see it. So I'm really happy with the rebranding of the Rutabaga that's been around. So,
Who came up with the logo?
So this is our communications department. There's a young designer named Paige McKinney who did this. So really happy with the design this year.
And I think Paige is going from communications to graphic design.
Yeah.
But that's just me. No, it's very sharp. Andy, anything else we're forgetting to mention leading up to, starting tomorrow?
I don't think so. Just, you know, come on out as many nights as you can.
You don't have to stay the whole time, but just, you know, take advantage of the music that is here in Galesburg. You know, we've got a lot going on for
very
for
little.
Town. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Very modest admission fees Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday there at Smokin' Willie's. Then, of course, absolutely free Saturday night there at the Orpheum. But the 46th annual Rutabaga Jazz Festival. And so I guess my final question is just, you got somebody on the fence wanting to come out. What's your pitch? What do you got for him?
Just, you know, these are incredible musicians. You need to experience music live to, you know, to feel the energy and the spirit of it. And so you're not going to get that watching something online or scrolling on your phone.
Plus the big band this year, something unique.
Yeah,
right?
Something very unique, and you know, you have to, you know, witness in person. So
there's a reason the kids of Galesburg say their favorite music is T Swift in jazz.
Yeah, right.
Rutabaga. Andy, one more time, what's the website to find more info?
Knox.edu/jazzyear.